next song needs no introduction. The other day in rehearsal, Aretha began to sing it. And she got to the part that says, through many days. I looked over at her and saw the tears rolling out of her eyes. Because never did we think, I think 20 years ago, that God would do great things for us. And it wasn't because we were anybody important, but it's just because God's been merciful. Can I get a witness here tonight?
Franklin's voice up in there. I give praises for that beautiful sister, and I'm thankful that I pray that she's doing much better. I hope so. So this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org. This is the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, March the 6th, 2011. We are yet in the book of Revelation. We're yet dealing with current affairs, looking at it through the mind of Christ, looking at current affairs through the mind of Jesus, the revelation of Jesus Christ on current affairs. Now, as we said earlier, not only are the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers, through the ruling classes and families, through presidents and prime ministers, not only are they destroying nations outside of the United States of North America, principally third world nations and European nations that won't go along with their program, but also the same Rothschilds and Oppenheimers are working to destroy states inside of the United States of America. The FBI, the Fraternal Order of the Police, the Koch brothers, head of Koch Brothers Industries, and certain wicked governors in the United States of America are destroying states, working to destroy people inside of the United States of America. Same Rothschilds, same Oppenheimers. Now, we have been talking about that which is occurring inside of Wisconsin. Remember that the Wisconsin governor gave $100-some-odd million worth of tax breaks to the corporations, then blames the $100-some-odd million budget deficit on the people and not the multinational corporations that he gave the hundred and some odd billion dollars worth of tax breaks to. All of this done on behalf of the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers created this wicked system, fractional banking, bankers purposefully put in debt and interest on our own money, financing the corporations to suck all the wealth from us and away from us by theft and fraud. And so he say, Governor Walker of Wisconsin, cut the people, cut programs, destroy the ability to collectively bargain. Public sector workers, government workers, collective bargaining, destroy their right to collectively bargain. We saw and heard what the people of the United States of North America believe on that. Government workers, and I'm sure they would say, as well as private workers, have a right to unionize and collectively bargain. So the people have been rising up. And this is so interesting because now, when the people rose up in Egypt, and some of them were killed for rising up. When the people rose up in Bahrain, and some of them were killed. When the people rose up in Tunisia and other places, and rising up in Libya now, some of them were killed. And we also want to keep in mind CIA infiltration to overthrow governments that they don't like. People's uprising, legitimate, but the CIA comes in, infiltrates. But the point I'm making is this. Killing of the people rising up by heads of state, Barack Obama only condemns his enemies, so-called, not his friends. I may get back to it again, but while it's on my mind, there was an uprising in Iraq. The uprising in Iraq is fomented by the CIA to get their man, I think his name is Alawi, in power, if I have his name correctly, because the fellow that's in power, now I can't call his name, he's close to Shiite Muslim Islam, and close to Iran. And so the CIA, United States of North America, don't want him anymore. They want Alawi, if I have his name correctly. So they have fomented a little uprising in Iraq. And the head of state of Iraq killed some of those uprising. But nothing was said because this is a straight up CIA operation. There have been killings by heads of state for years, squashing uprising. But if it's not to the benefit of the United States of North America, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton in this time, Kissinger in years time, if it was not politically expedient for a particular president, no matter which one you call, they won't say anything. But when it's to their benefit, they'll say something. Point I'm making is this. My minister, Louis Farrakhan, in February the 27th, I believe it was, 2011, Savior's Day, warned Barack Obama, President of the United States of North America, that the uprising that we see occurring overseas is coming here. And it is here. And my minister, Louis Farrakhan, warned Barack Obama, President of the United States of North America, will you allow the police force, the National Guard, the governors and whatnot to turn their guns on peaceful protest inside of North America? That which you see going on overseas, you want to act, President Obama, like you with the uprising and you're against the killing of the uprising of the people overseas? What are you going to do when the people uprise inside of North America due to dissatisfaction of this wicked, no good, rotten system? Going to democracy now, some of the headlines. Judge orders protesters to leave Wisconsin Capitol. Wait a minute. This is America. This is North America. The people are dissatisfied with Governor Walker. I hope I'm saying yes. Governor Scott Walker, Republican Governor Scott Walker, governor of Wisconsin. The people are dissatisfied with him. even though some of them voted for him, they did not know and see that this man was going to gouge and cut the people. And I don't care whether these are Republican people or not. They're human beings. They're workers. They are not the ruling class and ruling families. They are workers. And this is strategy. The Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers know exactly what they're doing. They start with government unions, with an eye on private sector unions, to destroy all unions and destroy all workers. So what should all unions be doing? Allying with each other and seeking to organize all American workers. And not only that, not only organize all American workers for a living wage and for benefits and whatnot, do the same for Workers International. How can we inside of North America organize on behalf of Workers International? Workers in Africa, in the Middle East, in North America, Central, in Central South America and Mexico, in the Isles of the Pacific and the Caribbean, Australia, New Zealand, all of these places working on mining corporations and farms and plantations and whatnot for pennies a day, for less than a dollar a day. And we, inside of America, oblivious to that reality, we must work on behalf of Workers International and force these corporations, whether they're doing business inside of North America or outside of North America, to pay your workers a living wage no matter where they live, and benefits no matter where they live. Unions come together and think internationally. But in Wisconsin, the judge is ordering the protesters to leave Wisconsin Capitol. 50 protesters left the building peacefully last night. This is taken from the middle of the week, Democracy Now, last week, the week of March the 1st, that week. Republican state senators in Wisconsin have passed a resolution ordering the police, listen to them, to detain, listen, the Republican state senators in Wisconsin, in the United States of North America, have passed a resolution ordering the police to detain any Democratic senator who does not return to the Capitol by today. Wisconsin's 14 Democrats fled the state more than 2 weeks ago in an attempt to block the passage of an anti-union budget bill. Republican Governor Scott Walker is threatening to issue layoff notices to 1,500 workers today if the budget does not pass. Just wicked. So, the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers working outside of America through the CIA, through Soros and other agents to destroy peoples outside of America, destroy nations outside of America. Inside of the United States of North America, doing the same through the FBI and through the Fraternal Order of the Police. Doing the exact same thing inside of North America. In the United States of North America, people can't gather in peace to protest. Doesn't this shock you? Doesn't this amaze you? How come President Barack Obama has not come out more stridently to oppose such wicked action? Is the day far behind when the guns inside of North America will be turned on protesters of citizens of the United States of North America? You know the Governor Walker has threatened to call the National Guard in to bust up protesters. This is wicked. This is absolutely wicked. Another thing I want to get to. Let me call it up. Concerning my brother, Omali Yeshitela. Apparently, my brother Chairman Omali Yeshitela has been suffering death threats, has received death threats. We want to continue with this theme of the Fraternal Order of the Police working on behalf of the Rothschilds to destroy sisters and brothers inside of the United States of North America. Because this is an international wickedness. It's the same problem everywhere. Destroy the people. The Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers, the ruling class and ruling families want to destroy the people. Christ does not go along with that. Jesus does not go along with that. Moses and Muhammad, they don't go along with that. True Christianity does not go along with that. True Islam and true Hebrew or Judaism, true Judaism and Hebrew does not go along with that. Shootings of police in Florida occurring in Florida and elsewhere. Shooting of police. Shooting of members of the fraternity of the order of the police, of the fraternal order of the police. My chairman, my brother Chairman O'Malley Ishatella, chairman of the African People's Socialist Party, looking at all the killings going on that the police have perpetrated on the people, police shooting and killing black people night and day. So he says, black people have a right to defend themselves against such wicked and brutal attack perpetrated by the fraternal order of the police. Recall the Black Panther Party for self-defense. Defense of black people from who? From the fraternal order of the police. This is the spirit that Brother O'Malley Ishatella is speaking from. He sees his people being mowed down in the streets and destroyed. And he says, you have a right to defend you. And we're not calling on anybody. I'm not calling on anybody to pull out a gun and shoot anybody. But we want to analyze this situation. Have a right to defend themselves against such brutal attack. That's what the Black Panther Party for self-defense was talking about. Now, apparently, there are members of the media calling for O'Malley Ishatella's assassination. No. We defend our brother O'Malley Ishatella, chairman of the African People's Socialist Party. You know the history. You know the fraternal order of the police and what they've done in the black community. You know the sad situation that is in the black community and the poor community because of what the fraternal order of the police have done as tools of the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers and the ruling class and ruling families. You know the history. You know that the FBI and the CIA worked with the fraternal order of the police to destroy and kill and sabotage the Garvey movement. Destroyed his movement, Marcus Garvey, 1910s, 1920s, to destroy the civil and human rights movement. The fraternal order of the police with the CIA and the FBI worked night and day to destroy the civil and human rights movement. The fraternal order of the police, along with the CIA and the FBI, worked to destroy the Nation of Islam, worked to destroy the Black Panther Party, worked to kill and assassinate, and were successful in the assassination of Dr. King. I'm talking about the fraternal order of the police. Also helped to kill Medgar Evers and helped to kill Malcolm X. There's a new book. I forget the sister's name, but the name of her book, I'll have her name on my summary page, is The New Jim Crow. And she proves unambiguously that the fraternal order of the police arresting falsely black people, arresting black people like four times more so than their white counterparts for drugs that the white counterpart are four times more likely to have than the black counterpart. All the drugs and crime, comparatively speaking, is occurring in white communities because Caucasian people, white people, are 60%+ of the population. So because of population and numbers, the crime, drugs and otherwise, are more committed, more so, percentage-wise, proportionately, in their communities, Caucasian, white, than in the black communities. But the Fraternal Order of the Police, they arrest black people and brown people and poor people. What about all the police shootings that the Fraternal Order of the Police have committed in the black community? What about the beating of Rodney King? I'm going to be looking at the program that CNN presented on the beating of Rodney King. The whole world saw it on TV. And that jury did not convict the Fraternal Order of the Police. So, you know the spiritual law. What you sow is what you reap. What goes around comes around. MSNBC ran a story, and I want you to go to Uhuru News, uhurunews.com, and go and listen to and read the information there pertinent to the black community and the brown and red and yellow and poor white community. This article, African Resistance Growing as the United States Government Counterinsurgency Escalates. Because the police, the Fraternal Order of the Police, are an occupying force inside of the United States of North America, just like the United States military is an occupying force outside of the United States of North America, inside and outside, working for the same Rothschilds and Oppenheimers. But this article cites MSNBC and the story that they ran. Police fear war on cops. A lot of cops were killed within a short span in Washington, Oregon, Indiana, Detroit, Miami, St. Petersburg, Florida. But why this sad situation? Sisters and brothers, in this article, African Resistance Growing as the United States Government Counterinsurgency Escalates, it's written in here. Did you know that in the United States, 9,500 civilians, mostly black, mostly African black people, have been murdered or killed by police between the years of 1980 and 2005? Did you know that? 9,500, according to the article, killed by cops on the web journal colorlines.com. That amounts, if I have my memory correct from reading this article, to one a day. So that is what is occurring. And I'm sorry, Fraternal Order of the Police. It's a natural law. What goes around comes around. I'm not wishing members of the Fraternal Order of the Police to die. No, don't wish that. And I certainly don't want black people, poor people, brown people, red people to die. No, don't want that. But what goes around comes around. You, Fraternal Order of the Police, are an occupying force on behalf of the Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers, the CIA, the FBI, the ruling class and ruling families. All of the crime is not going on in the black community. The crime is going on among the Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers, the ruling class, ruling families, the government, the judges. This is where the crime is occurring. In the on this level, that's the most upper level, but on the next level, in the Caucasian community. And so now you see them putting St. Petersburg on straight up lockdown. Never put the Caucasian community on lockdown. That's where the crime is going on. That's where the crime is occurring. And beyond that, the judges, the Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers, the CIA, the FBI, that's where the crime is going on. So what goes around comes around. If you stop being an occupying force for the wicked ruling class and ruling families, if you disconnect yourself as human beings, looking on black, brown, red, yellow, and poor white people as human beings and treat us accordingly, you won't suffer such. Taking our last break. See you on the other side of the break. Greetings, sisters and brothers of the human family. Greetings, my dear sisters and brothers of the Uhu of the human family, the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information, and you are listening to thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date, March the 6th, 2011. Revelation chapter 2 and verse 9. You see, Jesus prophesied all of these things. Jesus in Revelation chapter 2 and verse 9 says, I know thy works and tribulation and poverty. He's talking to you, black man and woman. Jesus is talking to the black church. He's talking to the black preacher, because we have been proven night and day that you are the true Hebrew, the true African Hebrew Israelite nation. The state of Israel is an imposter. You are the true people, black man and woman, who fulfilled the scriptures concerning the separation of the Hebrews, the separation of the Messiah people, the Messianic people. And as such, you would suffer that which Jesus suffered. You would go through tribulation and poverty. But no, Jesus says that you are rich. Why are you rich? Because when you come to understand your identity, and then understand your mission, is to stand for the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed, no matter their color or ethnicity or religion. Take back this earth, land, wealth, and resources. Put it back into our hands, the hands of the people, the hands of the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. Your mission to overturn the power of the Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers, Rockefellers, DuPonts, Warburgs, Erlangers, Chase Manhattan, Morgan Stanley, all of those who work for the Rothschilds and Oppenheimers. When you understand who you are, black man and woman, that you are the original descendants of the Almighty Most High Father and Most High Mother, God and Goddess, Amen, Amenet, Yahweh, Allah, Illah, no matter what word you want to use, you're the original people of the earth, the original descendants of the Most High. And this is not for arrogance, because when we in the Western Hemisphere, who are that Jew and Hebrew, reconnect with this knowledge through reconnection with Africa, African knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, reconnection with our African kith and kin, then we can together, as African people international, with this light and understanding, wake up the Messiah spirit and Christ spirit within ourselves, and then wake up the Messiah Christ spirit within the poor, afflicted, needy, and oppressed, no matter their color, ethnicity, race, gender, and overturn this wicked system. We will open up the universe to us, and that is our richness. Jesus further says, Revelation 2 and 9. You don't hear any preacher preaching this scripture, do you? He says further in Revelation chapter 2 and verse 9, I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. We have been proven every session that the state of Israel is the imposter Israel, that the European Jew is not a Jew, is not a Semite, is not an Afro-Asiatic. Matter of fact, the European Jew, the ruling class and ruling families of the European Jewish community, they are the true anti-Semites, anti-black, anti-poor, haters of the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed, and have given us the philosophies of division, whether religion, whether ethnicity, whether racism, all of these philosophies that divide rather than unite. These philosophies came from the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers, who are the ruling class and ruling families of the European Jewish community, because they hate all of us, poor white person, whether you're a poor white Jewish person, or a poor white Christian person, or a poor white atheist person, or whatever you call yourself, poor white person, working class white person. Don't you know that the ruling class and ruling families hate you too? That's why you go to war. Poor white people go to war with poor black people, meaning go off to war to kill on behalf of the wicked ruling class and ruling families. You don't see the Rothschilds' children going. You don't see presidents' children going. Why? It's only poor white people, working class white people, along with poor and working class black, brown, red, and yellow. So we're all hated by the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers, who are blasphemous and are the synagogue of Satan. Synagogue meaning a gathering of people, a group of people, because the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers and the ruling class and ruling families have raised an elite in Christianity, raised up an elite in Islam and Judaism and Hinduism and Buddhism and Confucianism and in every continent and almost on every nation, so that they may do the bidding of the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers, who are working on behalf of Satan to kill and destroy the human family, the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. And so we've been reading out of the book of Ezekiel, chapter 39, Gog and Magog, because the Most High, through the African Hebrew Israelite prophet Ezekiel, prophesied of the Hyksos, Gog and Magog, the Ashkenazi European Jew, the state of Israel, the false Israel. The title given to this group is Gog and Magog from Russia, and prophesied that they would come down into the territory that we call Israel. We call it Israel Palestine, and set up a wicked system to destroy the peoples of that region. Set up a wicked system that would work to destroy the human family. But after a time, the Most High would destroy that people, the ruling class and ruling families, Gog, Magog, Rothschilds, Oppenheimers, Hyksos, Ashkenazi. The ruling class and ruling families are the synagogue of Satan, this Gog and Magog. So, going back to verse 6 of chapter 39 of Ezekiel, reading it with this understanding, I will send fire on Magog, talking about the Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers, the ruling class, and ruling families. What is that fire? The fire of the uprising of the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed, to overturn this wicked system. Revolution breaking out. The people sick and tired of this system and organizing and coming together to destroy the power of the Ashkenazi, the ruling class and families of the Ashkenazi European Jewish community, Gog and Magog, Hyksos, from Russia. So we say to the poor and working class sisters and brothers of the Caucasian Jewish community, European Jewish community, come with us and we will win together. And among them that dwell carelessly in the isles, and they know that I am the Lord. They shall know that I am the Lord, because the synagogue of Satan is blasphemous. They claim to know the Most High, but they do not. They're working for Satan. Verse 7, so I will make my holy name known in the midst of my people Israel. Black man and woman kidnapped from Africa, through you the whole world will know the Most High. And go through our history in the United States of North America, how we have shown forth the power of the Most High, not being selfish, but standing up and fighting for the rights of the human family, the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. And I will not let them pollute my holy name anymore. The Gog and Magog, Rothschild, Oppenheimer, Hyksos, Ashkenazi ruling class and ruling families, you will no longer pollute the holy name of God, the holy name of the Lord, raising up elites in all the religions so that the people may be destroyed, polluting the name of God. Some people don't even want anything to do with God because of how the religions, the ruling class and ruling families of the religion, offer God. How are you going to enslave people and say you're doing it in the name of Jesus? No longer. And the heathen shall know that I am the Lord, the Holy One, in Israel. The heathen, the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers, are heathens. The ruling class and ruling families are heathens. Those that were the slave masters, the colonizers, They are the true heathen, not the Native American people, not the indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere, nor the indigenous peoples of the Eastern Hemisphere. You may say, aren't Europeans indigenous to the Eastern Hemisphere? Is not Europe on the Western side of the hemisphere of the earth? I say, the European sisters and brothers were not here originally. They are latecomers, so they're not indigenous to the any hemisphere of the earth. But the heathen is not the indigenous Africans, the indigenous peoples of the East or the West. We're not the heathens. The heathens were and are the ruling class and ruling families, the slave masters, the colonizers. But then shall, and the heathen shall know that I am the Lord, the Holy One in Israel. Now, I'm taking that to mean the African Hebrew Israelite nation manifesting the attributes and characteristics of the Most High to overturn this wicked system. We will make known the Most High through us to the heathen. The heathen through us will know the Lord. Behold, it is come and it is done, saith the Lord God. This is the day whereof I have spoken. And they that dwell in the cities of Israel shall go forth and shall set on fire and burn the weapons, both the shields and the bucklers, the bows and the arrows and the hand staves and the spears, and they shall burn them with fire for 7 years. Seven is the African Hebrew number. Seven is a number that symbolizes the African Hebrew thought of completion. Seven is the number of completion. And what this is saying is that all your implementations of warfare, Rothschilds and Oppenheimers, all your implementations of warfare, ruling class and ruling families, NATO, United States of North America, going all over the earth, committing warfare and bloodshed, CIA, FBI, Fraternal Order of the Police, using your weapons of warfare on the peoples of the earth inside and outside of the United States of North America, we will destroy your armaments. We will destroy your ability to make war. We will destroy your philosophy of shedding the blood of the innocent. We will destroy your implementations of warfare and bloodshed. You will no longer wage war on the masses of the people. You will no longer wage war on the poor, the defenseless, the widows, the fatherless, the orphans, the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. We will completely do away with warfare and bloodshed and usher in the kingdom of God in heaven, the kingdom of Islam, right here, right now on this earth, the kingdom of true peace, right here, right now on this earth. Verse 10. So they shall take no wood out of the field, neither cut down any out of the forests. For they shall burn the weapons with fire, and they shall spoil. This is the Bible now. They shall spoil those that spoiled them, and rob those that robbed them, saith the Lord God. Lord have mercy, Jesus. Let me read that verse in the Living Bible translation so I can make sure I have the proper understanding. In verse 10 of chapter 39 of the book of Ezekiel, in the Living Bible translation, translating that verse 10, make sure we understand it correctly. For 7 years, they will need nothing else for their fires. Why? Because they're burning up the weapons of warfare. The people are, the African Hebrew Israelite nation, and the people, the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed, are destroying the weapons of warfare. They won't cut wood from the fields or forests, for these weapons will give them all that they need. They will use the possessions of those who abuse them. They translated a little differently, because what this in the King James said, rob those that robbed them and spoil them, spoil those that spoiled them. Now I'll say it this way. Ruling class and ruling families, you're under divine judgment. And the spiritual laws say what go around, come around. What you have done to us will be done unto you. And we're not happy over this. We are giving you a proper warning. Because we would like for you to cease your wicked activity of destroying the human family. We don't want to see you suffer. And we don't want to suffer what you have perpetrated upon us. But if you keep doing what you're doing, you shall be robbed and spoiled like you have robbed and spoiled us, saith the Most High God. And it shall come to pass in that day, verse 11, chapter 39 of the book of Ezekiel, that I will give unto Gog a place there of graves in Israel. Listen, imposter state of Israel. Listen, ruling class and ruling families, Zionists, Rothschilds and Oppenheimers, who have reaped hell and havoc on the human family, the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. God say he has prepared a grave for you. This is the Bible. Ruling class and ruling families, please, cease what you're doing. Because what goes around comes around. I'm not threatening you at all. I'm just reading to you what the Bible say. The valley of the passengers on the east of the sea. And it shall stop the noses of passengers. The stench of the death of these wicked ones in power will be so strong that it will stop the noses of those sisters and brothers passing by the grave of these wicked ones. And there shall they bury Gog and all his multitude, and they shall call it the valley of Hammon Gog. And 7 months shall the house of Israel be burying of them, that they may cleanse the land. Yea, all the people of the land shall bury them, and it shall be to them a renown, the day that I shall be glorified, saith the Lord God. Now we're not happy. We want as many as will come out from wickedness, come out from doing the bidding of the wicked ruling class and ruling families. Because what you have done will be done unto you. And the Most High does not want you to continue to destroy the masses of the human family inside of North America, outside of the United States of North America. The Most High is going to fight on our behalf through our uprising. All for this session. Jah love, Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah people.